Mapleton, residents looking for a local place to relax will soon have a new opportunity on Jones Baseline. Mapleton Council has approved a zoning amendment at its Tuesday meeting that will allow a wellness retreat business for agritourism, including 5 tiny homes for overnight accommodation on 23.4 acres at 7090 Jones Baseline Road in Mapleton. A conditional approval, staff said large gatherings like weddings or parties won't be permitted on the property, and overnight accommodation is limited to 10 guests maximum and intended for people using the Healing Arts Barn. The approval went on to say no additional tiny homes or additional rental units would be permitted without a bylaw amendment, and the tiny homes will require septic systems and water access. Site plan approval is also required. The property's owner and applicant Shelley Frank previously shared the retreat is intended to operate 9 to 10 months out of the year and can house up to 10 adult guests. Currently occupied by a residence, detached garage, and additional residential unit, the proposed business would retain an existing hobby barn with 2 horses and 3 sheep and include a healing arts barn with naturopathic medicine, hydrotherapy, Pilates, yoga, sound healing, tea ceremonies, and workshops. At the meeting, Count. Lori Woodham opposed the motion after sharing concerns about conditional approval and potential enforcement. "I guess I'm just struggling with where, if we go outside the bylaw, what's permitted on these conditions? How do we ever enforce it? We have no teeth," said Woodham. "So all of a sudden now we've opened ourselves up. What happens then?" Planner Linda Redmond said the conditions given through the bylaw are expected anyways, and she included the clarification within the bylaw to make the permitted uses clear to the landowner and neighbors. If a violation did occur, Redmond said bylaw enforcement will deal with it. "So that's our teeth, and that's all we've got for any property we have in Mapleton," said Redmond. Mayor Greg Davidson and Count. Amanda Reed did not attend the meeting. Isabel Buckmaster is the local journalism initiative reporter for Guelph Today. LJI is a federally funded program.